So Arthrex, you've certainly all heard about Arthrex, and really the point of this case of my presentation is just to give you the quick update from the oral argument that was held in this earlier this month. But I will do a quick review of Arthrex just to kind of remind everyone the context for the case and where we are and where we were at the point in which the Supreme Court heard oral argument, as I mentioned just a several weeks ago. So this case is, as I mentioned, is about the PTAB. It's about the legitimacy of the PTAB, but it's not about patent law, and it's not about the actual particular decisions that the PTAB is handing down. It's about the legitimacy of the appointment of the APJs, the administrative patent judges that are holding the hearings at the PTAB and are deciding to as to whether patents should be canceled or not. Currently the APJs are appointed by the director of the U.S. Patent and Trademark Office, and the question was raised as to whether actually the APJs are actually principal officers under the as these have been defined under the Constitution. And if so, if they are, then their appointment by the U.S. By the director of the U.S. Patent and Trademark Office is invalid. He does not have the authority to appoint principal officers. So this issue is really about the Appointments Clause of Article 2, Section 2, Clause 2. You see here on the slide where it says the president shall have the power, and by and with the advice and consent of the Senate, shall appoint judges of the Supreme Court and all other officers of the United States. So those have the people who fall within that category are now known as principal officers. Those are ambassadors, the heads of various departments, like the Secretary of Commerce, who of course oversees the director of the U.S. Patent and Trademark Office, the Secretary of the Defense, Secretary of State, and things of that sort. And then, as you see a little later in the Appointments Clause, but the Congress may by law vest the appointment of such inferior officers in the heads of departments. And this is, of course, the authorization to the various secretaries and the people working under them to hire all of the various officials working in the government who are identified by the category of being an inferior officer. So we have this constitutional distinction in the Appointments Clause between principal officers and inferior officers. And the Appointments Clause is really part and parcel of the separation of powers and the limitations that were imposed upon the government by the framers in 1787, and who sought to control the government not just through substantive restrictions, but through structural restrictions. So we're in part ensuring through the Appointments Clause that the government is and the government officials are properly responsive to the people who have elected them into office, and such that the officials that are therefore deploying the various policies or creating the policies in the government are answerable at some point or other. So principal officers are directly answerable to the president, having been appointed and confirmed by the Senate, and inferior officers are directly answerable to a principal officer who can have and usually does exercise the power to control their actions, to supervise them, and ultimately potentially to terminate their appointment if they are deemed to not be effectuating properly the policies of the U.S. government or the current administration more generally. So very quickly then, what happened in Arthrex is that this case arose out of a PTAB petition at the Patent Trial and Appeal Board, but the substantive matters of the PTAB petition and the decision to cancel the patent aren't relevant, because what became relevant were the fundamental constitutional issue that was raised as to whether the APJs, the administrative patent judges, and I'll just call them APJs now for short, are actually legitimately appointed into their positions as APJs and therefore are legitimately deciding the hearings and at the Patent Trial Appeal Board, and therefore are legitimately canceling or affirming the validity of patents. And the Federal Circuit, in its original panel decision and a decision by Judge Kimberly Moore, held that the APJs are actually unconstitutionally appointed principal officers, that they actually have final decisional authority as to the status of the legitimacy or the illegitimacy of patents, and applying various requirements that have been developed by the Supreme Court over the past several decades, found that they are that they are essentially principal officers. As principal officers, given their role as essentially the administrative judges deciding these issues, that they that therefore, for them to properly hold their positions, they would have to be appointed by the president and confirmed by the Senate. So she developed the remedy of severing job protections that had been applied to the APJs from Title V, USC Section 7513A, which requires federal officials who are in the administrative state more generally to only be fired with cause, converting them essentially into at-will employees. So by doing that, Judge Moore said, by severing this provision from the as applied through the American Vents Act to the APJs, that this now converts them into inferior officers, and now they are validly appointed officers under the government as inferior officers, and can now properly effectuate their role at the PTAB. There was a follow-on en banc petition that was denied on March 23rd, 2020. I don't want to go into all the particular details of the en banc petition and the denial of the en banc petition, but there's a very nice handy-dandy chart that you can look at when you have some greater time that kind of breaks out who wrote the various opinions, concurring or dissenting, and what their positions were, both on the question of whether APJs are, in fact,